This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. I don't know what it is for you, I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me. Yes, I'm Andy Dorf. Get at me, people. Let's talk about the week that was week 11 in the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so some pretty crazy stuff happened, as always, in the NFL. You know, you had the Lions doing what they do. Very tight ball game, winning over the Panthers, who go for two when they score that late touchdown. Don't get it. That's the difference in the ball game, 20-19. So questionable there. You also had the Texans going on the road in a hostile and tough environment there with the Redskins, where Alex Smith goes out of the football game and gets injured. So Colt McCoy comes in, and you know what? He played an okay football game, so we'll see how that goes moving forward for them. But interesting development there for the Redskins. Steelers win a tight one against the Jaguars. That came down to the last couple of minutes, last second of that ball game. Ravens, wow, man. Lamar Jackson gets it done in his debut. 24-21. We'll go through all the scores, obviously, when I come back on the other side. But so much to get into. Week 11 in the NFL. Another amazing, unbelievable week. I can't wait to talk to you about it. So keep it close. A lot going on. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at me. 1-800-878-7529. It is the NFL Rewind, and this is Sports Overnight America.
You're watching the game when the doorbell rings and a delivery guy surprises you with a bucket of hot wings and a couple micro brews. Yeah, that's the feeling women get when they receive flowers for absolutely no reason. So when's the last time you sent her flowers? Just because you were thinking of her. And if she got your flowers tomorrow, what do you think her reaction might be? Well, you can times 10 that when you send flowers from the Books. You know the Books? We're the flower folks, with farms located on the side of a volcano that grow flowers as spectacular as she is. Books are cut from farms and delivered fresh to her, so they last. And you know every day she admires your flowers is another day you're a rock star. So send her Just Because flowers from the Books, with next day delivery. Yep, next day. And get ready to be the most thoughtful man on earth. Go to Books.com and enter HERO for your thoughtful guide 20% discount. Yeah, 20% off at BOUQS.com and enter HERO, Books.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out. Okay? Can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Then first and 10, shotgun snap. He's back, throws along down the sideline, and the pass is caught against Antonio Brown, stepping into the end zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. He just flew by the corner.
Taking advantage of it when it presents itself.
38 yards on third and 10. And now back to Lewis, and Lewis has blockers in front, and into the end zone, Deion Lewis.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk. Week 11. Week 11 of the NFL is in the books, people, with only the Monday Nighter left. And by the way, that could be the game of the year. That could be a potential Super Bowl matchup. Chiefs and Rams. But we'll talk about the games that have already happened. And then we'll talk a lot about that game, too. But you can always get at me. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Dorf on Sports. Dorf Online. Check out my website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, let me run through the scores real quickly. Started on Thursday. Seahawks taking care of business. 27-24 over the Green Bay Packers. And important game for both those teams to keep them in the mix in the NFC, which is completely up for grabs. I mean, I know that the Saints and the Rams are the cream of the crop, but then everybody else is kind of mix and match. Who the heck knows who you're going to get? But the Seahawks get a much, much needed victory, keeping them at 500. Packers go below 500. We'll get to the divisions in a bit. Cowboys win a tough one on the road. That's back-to-back road wins for the Cowboys, by the way. Ezekiel Elliott, nice big day for him. Nice day for Ezekiel Elliott. 122, 23 carries, one touchdown. And they were able to keep that really high-powered offense from the Atlanta Falcons shut down. So Cowboys 22, Falcons 19. Lions 20-19 over the Panthers, and we'll get into this, but basically in a nutshell, Panthers did not go for the extra point, went for two at the end of the game. That was the difference. What would have happened if they go into overtime? And, you know, listen, Jack Del Rio says, listen, I on the road I'm going for the win. Hey, so be it. I think when things are as tight as they are in the NFC, I think you have to reevaluate and maybe go into overtime. I don't know, man. Look, it didn't seem like anybody was running away with this. So you hold them to a field goal, gives you a chance to go score. I know there's only 10 minutes in overtime, but wow. Probably going to be questioning that there in Carolina. So Lions get a big win for them, 2019 over the Panthers. Colts 38. This is a big surprise because the Titans played well last week against the Patriots. But they got crushed on the road. Andrew Luck had a big day. So did T.Y. Hilton. A couple touchdowns, 155 yards, 9 receptions. Andrew Luck goes 23 of 29. 3 touchdowns, 297. So, yeah, they had a pretty solid day. And they've been playing better. By the way, they're 5-5. Somehow, some way, the Colts are 5-5, people. So they're in the mix. Titans 5-5, Colts 5-5, 38-10. That's the final there. Giants 38-35 over the Buccaneers. And once again, they play musical quarterbacks. Saquon Barkley has a huge day. 27 carries, 142 yards, 2 touchdowns for that young man. Eli, a couple touchdowns in the air. And just, you know, another win for them. Actually, I think since Odell Beckham said, hey, why can't we run the table, they have actually won a couple straight games. So, you know what? When there's a will, there's a way, but you never know. Texans 23-21 over the Redskins. Another much needed win for them. Excuse me. Keeping a little distance in that division for them. Redskins coming back to the pack a little bit in their division. Steelers come from behind, 20-16 over the Jaguars. What happened to the Jaguars? Like, seriously, what happened to this team? They were in the AFC Championship a year ago, people. 3-7, they're not making the playoffs. Not making the playoffs. Steelers, they're making the playoffs. Good football team. Big Ben, man, showed the poise, confidence, and you know what? They figured out a way to get it done when they were down 16-0 in the third quarter of this football game. So, you know what? Give them a little bit of credit. On the road, they could have really let it all unravel, but they didn't. So, Big Ben putting them in a position to get the victory, and they do. They come up with the goods. Bengals go down to the Ravens, 24-21, and this was Lamar Jackson getting a shot, getting his opportunity to start. And he used his legs, over 100 yards. And by the way, the Bengals give up a lot of rushing yards to quarterbacks and give up, I think, the most first down rushing yards to quarterbacks. So this was a smart move by the Ravens to go out there and put these guys in a position to have Lamar Jackson start. So win for them, getting it done. Raiders 23-21 over the Cardinals. And man, oh man, you want to talk about having a victory snatched from you. That's exactly what happened with the Cardinals. Again, we'll get into these games, but holy cow, wow. Just amazing stuff that happened on the field. The Broncos beat the Chargers 23-22. That was wild because Chargers missing extra points, not making things happen, you know. So again, just a little bit unlucky on their part, but also, you know what, got to make those plays. Saints, when the Saints go marching, man, that's all I can say. Well, when the Saints go marching, they are now 9-1, 48 points on the board over the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles, who only put up 7, man. Drew Brees, just another tremendous performance. 4 touchdowns, 363, 22 of 30. Mark Ingram, over 100 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. I mean, just absolutely another dominating performance from the Saints, who may be the Super Bowl team out of the NFC. I don't know, between them and the Rams. Again, I don't exactly know who I think is better right now. But speaking of better, the Bears. You've got to be impressed with the Bears by now. if you're not impressed with the Bears, then you know what? Shame on you, because they've done it week after week. People keep saying, I don't know how good the Bears are. Their strength of schedule, they're not playing that great of teams. Well, you know what? They beat the Vikings, who allegedly, look, man, it was get to the NFC Championship, probably the Super Bowl, because you have Kirk Cousins now, and you made yourselves supposedly better than you were last season when you did get to the NFC Championship game. So, look, man, Vikings 5-4-1, not that great, to be quite honest with you. I'm very unimpressed, but I am very impressed with the Chicago Bears, who are 7-3 atop the NFC North and looking like a team that is poised, that is confident, and trusting in that young quarterback. Yep, that young quarterback named Mitchell Trubisky, man. He has really shown me something. So those are your scores from the day. When we come back, when I get back on the other side, I'm going to go through the divisions, let you know what's happening there as far as who is on top of the divisions, what the playoffs kind of look like. So we'll get into that. I'll let you know that. Also, again, we'll be breaking down the action. I'll be talking about the NFL, at least through the Dorfman's eyes. So week 11, just about completely in the books. Only thing left is that Chiefs and Rams game. Really excited for the Chiefs and the Rams, to be quite honest with you, man. That's an awesome Monday nighter. Patrick Mahomes and my man, another Cal guy, Jared Goff. So we'll get to that in a little while. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Here's the snap to Trubisky. Nice clean pocket going deep for Allen Robinson. Over the shoulder. Baking the catch. Touchdown. Touchdown Bears. What a throw by Mitch Trubisky. 12-0. Bears lead the Lions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Luck wide open to the end zone, lobs it for Eric Ebron, touchdown, touchdown, a 12-yard pass, wide open was Eric Ebron, that's his third touchdown of the half.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody, welcome back in, Andy Dorf, getting you through Week 11 NFL Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. If you'd like to talk about the weekend that was, you can talk about the Monday Nighter. Great Monday Nighter, man. Great Monday Nighter. Chiefs and Rams. Doesn't get much better than that, people. Otherwise, you can just listen to me. I do like preaching, believe me. I like preaching to you people listening to me on SiriusXM Channel 203. Love listening to you people, or preaching to you people who are listening to me all over the world. Follow me. Check me out on Twitter. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, I'm going to run through the NFL standings real quickly, and then we're going to kind of give you what I see, at least through my eyes, through the NFL. And in the NFC, it's interesting. AFC is getting better now, too. Definitely getting better. Have one team that, or two teams that just continue to roll and rattle off wins, maybe even three, because Kansas City just, they're on another win streak from their previous win streak when they rattled off five straight. Anyways, New England on top of their division. 7-3 is their record. 5-5 are the Dolphins. Bills and Jets, not worth talking about, both at 3-7. Pittsburgh on top of the AFC North. 7-2-1. Baltimore and the Cincinnati Bengals, 5-5. Cleveland Browns, 3-6-1. Houston Texans, and by the way, Steelers, they've won six straight. So that's a pretty hot football team. Don't need Le'Veon Bell, man. Don't need Le'Veon Bell. Especially not when you have a guy like James Conner, who had a bad day, but you know what, ultimately has definitely produced for them in a major way, which made Le'Veon Bell the decision when he decided not to show up. And word has it, they tried to work things out. Didn't happen. They're moving on. And they're still on top of that division without him. So it tells you that they know what they're doing there with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, six straight for them. Texans, 7-3. Colts somehow have gotten themselves to 5-5. When they looked awful to start the season. Titans 5-5. So those two teams neck and neck. And big victory for the Texans on the road against Washington Redskins. Big win for them. By the way, they've won seven straight. They started the season 0-3, in case you forgot. They're now 7-3. Good football team. Will play a big factor in the AFC playoffs. At least I think they will. That's the Dorfman's humble opinion. And I've been saying it for weeks now. And then the Kansas City Chiefs in their division, AFC West, 9-1. Now that the Chargers lost, that's a huge loss for them. Huge loss. Because they were kind of pushing the Chiefs. Now that does give the Chiefs a little bit of breathing room. All right, so let's go to the NFC. And yeah, in the NFC East, the Redskins, with that loss, they're 6-4. Cowboys, 5-5. And disappointing. Eagle fan, I'd love to hear from you. Eagle fan, I would absolutely love to hear from you. Because your team that was the Super Bowl champion, defending Super Bowl champions, put up 7 points, and you're 4-6 on the season. Probably not even making it to the playoffs. Let's get real. Problems there with the Eagles. Not all good when Carson Wentz is back playing for you. So the Redskins on top of that division, Cowboys right there, Eagles 4-4, Giants 3-7. And again, they've won a couple in a row. Bears, man, that's a hot team. They've won 4 straight. On top in the NFC North, Vikings 5-4. Green Bay, 5-4-1 because of the tie with the Green Bay Packers, who are 4-5-1. And then you have the Lions, who are 4-6. I don't think it's over yet, but you know what? The Bears put up another 3 victories, and I think that this gets really, really challenging for the Vikings, the Packers, and the Lions. And right now it's going to be tough anyway. They've won 4 straight. The Bears are a good football team. Another good football team is the New Orleans Saints, who've won 9 straight. Started out 0-1, they've won 9 straight. That's the hottest team in the NFL, people. That is the hottest team in the NFL. Panthers, losers of 2 straight now. So a little bit of cause for concern. They're 6-4, and they're in the playoffs right now in the NFC. But you do kind of wonder if a couple of the decisions that they make late in ball games will wind up coming back to haunt them. Los Angeles Rams, 9-1. Again, they're running away with that division. Seahawks do keep themselves alive in the playoff mix, being 5-5 after they got the victory. Cardinals, 2-8. San Francisco, 2-8. Two terrible football teams. Okay. So I'm going to kind of get into where I want to go with the discussion this evening or this morning. Or this afternoon. Not quite sure what it is wherever you're listening to me in the world. Again, get at me though. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, people. Follow me there. Follow me on Twitter. Dorf on Sports. Dorf Online. A couple different places you can follow me. If you're following one, you might as well follow the other. And if you're going to do that, you might as well check out the website, because we do have shows on there. We have articles on there. People write up good stuff, real good stuff. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so I'm learning a lot of different things about different teams. And once again, each week as we go, later into the season, now we're, you know, mid-November as we're coming into Thanksgiving week, which always love Thanksgiving week, by the way. Gotta love Thanksgiving week. Such a special time to be playing football, and an honor to be playing on Thanksgiving Day for sure. So, I mean, truly, just some great stuff to still come in the NFL. But as we are now moving into the latter part of the year, week 11, man, again, wow. Dude, it just flies right by, people. It flies. What's my takeaway about the Packers and the Vikings? I don't think they're all that good. I think this is for the Bears to take, man. I really do. I think the Bears are a decent football team. I really do. I think that's a quality football team. Good running game. Defense, man. Not just Khalil Mack, people. Not just Khalil Mack at all. They got other guys that can make plays. pretty solid secondary, decent linebacking core, and a defensive front four that can get a very nice push. So I think the Bears are maybe a team to be somewhat reckoned with. Could they win a playoff game? Do they have that balance? Yeah, I actually think they do. I don't know if there's anybody in the NFC East that I believe in. Washington now with that injury to Alex Smith that's going to be tough. In a nutshell, that's going to be tough. I mean, he was really, really playing well for them. So it's an unfortunate, really unfortunate injury. Feel bad for that guy. I honestly feel really bad for that guy. I know the music is going. I hear it. Get at me, people. It's 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Man, oh man, week 11 in the books practically. All right, I'm going to continue breaking it down, at least through the Dorfman's eyes on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
There's a blitzing Roquan Smith as Stafford goes to work, in trouble, and down he goes! Roquan comes flying in like the missile he is from Montezuma, Georgia. Sack Stafford on 3rd and 9.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Ingram, the tailback, he brings Kamara in motion to the right, fakes the handoff to Ingram, drops back, sets up the screen to the left. Ingram at the 25, big block out in the flat. He's got a block route in front at the 5, spins across the goal line, touchdown, Mark Ingram! 30 yards on the touchdown call at 28. Mark Ingram with a great catch and run on the screen pass, and the Saints answer right back.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
That's a good football team, people. That is a good football team. The New Orleans Saints. And Mark Ingram is a big reason for that. Big reason for that. Guy can rush the ball. Guy has a nose for, or a knack, however you want to put it, for finding the end zone. Making plays. I love that team, man. And again, I think at this point, definitely very poised to make a Super Bowl run. Very poised. Defense is starting to come around, too. Defense is starting to come around a little bit. And the offense is, we know, very, 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 very potent. They can put up numbers, man. They can put up some serious numbers. Speaking of numbers, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. Follow me on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Getting a little bit of interaction there, by the way. I like it. Again, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so let's get back into some of my takeaways from Week 11, because there were some interesting results. I am very, very surprised that the Titans fell apart the way that they fell apart. I mean, you're coming off of a really, really nice win over the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. You're looking really, really good. I think that this was a major, major letdown for them. And with that being said, no disrespect, absolutely no disrespect to the Indianapolis Colts, who have battled their tails off to get themselves back to 5-5. So much respect to the Indianapolis Colts for making themselves somewhat relevant in their division, because the Texans have somewhat stolen the show with their 7 in a row. But again, the Colts have rattled off 4 in a row. And it's been behind some pretty good play by Andrew Luck. He's had to throw the ball a lot, but you know what? Guy knows how to make plays. And that's a big key right there. You know, what happened in the Green Bay Packer game against the Seahawks is absolutely unacceptable, atrocious, terrible. Can't happen. You can't keep the ball out of the best player in the world's hand, potentially. Talking about Aaron Rodgers. I understand it was fourth down and 2. And I understand you were deep in your own territory around the 30-yard line, whatever it was. So you're already giving the ball to them back in field goal range if you potentially don't get that fourth down. I understand. But you also run the risk, and this is the one that should concern you more, because this is ultimately the one that did you in. The fear of not getting the ball back because your defense couldn't stop them. That's what happened. Never gave the ball back to the Green Bay Packers. Never giving a shot to Aaron Rodgers. So that was a big mistake. And I don't care how much you love or hate Mike McCarthy. those are the kinds of things that get people fired. Ultimately, those are the types of things that get guys fired. And you know what? I don't care if you love them or you hate them. I don't care if you're a huge Packer fan, if you're not, looking at this on the outside, being very objective about this. I am a huge Packer fan. I'm going to let that be known, but I'm also objective. They are of huge disappointment. Huge disappointment. They have underachieved big time over the past 25 years when you've had the two of the best, if not the best, quarterbacks to ever play this football game. So if you can't accept that, if you don't understand that, you're delusional, you're in denial. That's the truth. Am I happy about it? Absolutely not. No way, man. But it's the truth. It's the reality. And that means that somebody has to pay for what's been going on and the lack of the results because you have these two guys. Mike McCarthy, man. Too conservative. No guts. I want a guy that has guts. You ask me who I want. I don't know who I want because I don't know who's available right now. But I do want a guy that Aaron Rodgers knows will give him the ability or the flexibility to be a risk taker when potentially you may not have another opportunity to get that shot. So, yeah, that's what I want. I want a guy that's somewhat of a risk taker. I don't know who, but I mean, good Lord. I sure as heck don't want to see this anymore when you have the likes of that kind of guy playing for you. All right, let's move on a little bit. That's a little too near and dear to the heart. I'm believing more and more in the Texans, people. They find ways to win. This was not going to be an easy one. And which, by the way, let me tell you something. Six games they have already played on the road. So only two more road games for this team. Go 50%, 500, or whatever, split them up. You're winning at least eight games. Right? With several more to play at home. So I think that they've got a very good shot to win this division. And again, to make noise in the AFC. I think that this is the year where the Patriots are somewhat vulnerable, people. Patriots are vulnerable. I don't think that the Saints are vulnerable. I think if you have to go through New Orleans to win the Super Bowl or to get to the Super Bowl, I should say, look out. I really think that they represent the NFC. I do think that the Patriots are somewhat beatable, whether it's at home. I definitely think they're beatable on the road. That's a given. I have no doubt in my mind on the road they can be beaten. And the fact that they were able to beat a team in the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, you have to be a little scared about that, potentially. So I think it's just – and what about the Steelers? What kind of a factor do the Steelers play? I mean, year in and year out, they're there. Sooner or later, do they get over the hump? What do you think of them? The Chargers took a big step back. Unfortunately for them, they took a big step back. That was a bad loss to the Broncos. Bad loss. Jaguars? Whew, That team was in the AFC Championship last year. Are you kidding me? Leonard Fournette was back once again for them. A decent game. But that was such a bizarre football game. All those penalties late in the ball game, giving the Steelers a shot to win. I mean, honestly, anything and everything that they needed to have happen, happened. Pretty miraculous. Speaking of miraculous, gotta get this in. Monday night is going to be special, man. Monday night is going to be a special, special night. And for more than one reason. I mean, look, you have the disaster that's going on there in California. You have all the tickets that were donated to people that are obviously dealing with a terrible situation there. And maybe this is a way to at least get your mind off of things for a little bit. Go and enjoy a football game. Hopefully the Rams can pull it out. But I'll tell you what, the Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, California, the LA Memorial Coliseum is going to be rocking. It's going to be rocking, man. It's going to be a fun, fun atmosphere. That is going to be just wow. And rightfully so. You know why? These are two, if not the best, two of the best teams in the NFL. And potentially a matchup that we could be seeing in the Super Bowl. Chiefs and Rams. Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff. Todd Gurley, Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill, a bunch of other guys. Wow. You want to talk about potential for a lot of points, a lot of action, a lot of great playmaking? This game is going to be there, man. This game is right there. Patrick Mahomes could have 2, 3, 4, 5 touchdowns. Jared Goff could have 2, 3, 4, 5 touchdowns. Todd Gurley could have 2 or 3 touchdowns. That guy's a beast, man. And Tyreek Hill in open space? Look out. Look out, man. It's special watching that kid. So I'm excited, man. I don't know about you, but if you can't tell, I'm jacked, man. I am absolutely jacked up for the Chiefs and the Rams on Monday night. What a game. And what a treat. And again, in unfortunate circumstances, this game was supposed to be played in Mexico, but it got moved to LA because of the field. And you know what? Under the circumstances of how things are going in LA and surrounding areas there, rightfully so. I don't think you could have asked for a better situation. I really don't. Hopefully the Rams play a heck of a football game. And hopefully you get a real treat there on Monday night. Anyways, I got to pause from the calls. I know it. So I'm going to do that. I'll be back to wrap things up. Oh, man, you know how it goes. So much to talk about. Never enough time to keep talking about it. I got to take a quick short pause for the cause. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time. Love my people checking me out. Sirius XM Channel 203. Love you people, man. I love you people all over the globe, all over the world. Anyways, as you know, I like to get my parting shots in here before I get the heck out of Dodge real quickly. You can always check me out on Twitter. Follow me, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, a couple of big takeaways. Drew Brees has definitely stepped up. And, you know, a few weeks ago, I was all about my homie, Patrick Mahomes, and talking about how he has taken the NFL by storm. And he has. It's been impressive. But so has Drew Brees. And what he's done has been equally, if not more impressive, with the 9 straight victories for the New Orleans Saints and just having them play the way that they're playing and the records that he just keeps breaking week in and week out. So if you don't think he's up there in the MVP race, he is for sure. And another guy that's creeping in who I'm starting to buy into a little bit, well, two guys, Deshaun Watson, obviously, who has his team playing fantastic, 7 straight, something like that for them. And then, obviously, the Steelers and what Ben Roethlisberger has been able to do with his team since the departure of Le'Veon Bell, and then, obviously, them knowing now that he's not coming back. So, I mean, there to me, it's a three-headed race for the MVP. I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge, so I got to thank Scott. Always great clips that he always plays for me, and obviously a great job of get me in and out of things, so I appreciate that. So everybody's, I'll be back obviously next week talking to you right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and this was Sports Overnight America, people.